From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting the U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nate has strengthened into a hurricane and is moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. John Bel Edwards is Lieutenant Governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is being prepped to take the brunt of Nate.
We are monitoring this storm with H-hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult, and so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Nate claimed at least 20 lives as it moved across Central America. President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explaining the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
The U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within a few days. The next rocket launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile or a two-stage version, giving the missile a longer and intercontinental range. Las Vegas police say they still have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert this week. One of the investigators told reporters police are searching for clues to why Stephen Paddock opened fire. This is VOA News. Aid agencies warn the mass exodus is not over in Rohingyas from Myanmar, which has seen more than a half million refugees flee into neighboring Bangladesh since August 25th. Lisa Schlein is in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports an estimated 2,000 Rohingya refugees are arriving daily at Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. The agency says as many as 100,000 more people may be waiting to cross from North Rakhine State. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock has just returned from a visit to Cox's Bazar. He calls this the fastest-growing refugee crisis in the world and one of the most heart-rending.
I sat down with 24 women who had also fled, and they told me their stories of being forced to watch while their husbands, their fathers, their young sons were killed in front of their eyes.
He notes the origin of the Rohingya crisis is in Myanmar, and the solutions also must be in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. military says a fourth American soldier was killed during an attack this week in Niger. Military officials said the soldier disappeared after a deadly ambush on a joint U.S.-Niger patrol. Three other U.S. soldiers were already confirmed dead after the attack this week. No one has claimed responsibility. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced the indictment of three men charged with participating in an international plot to carry out terrorist attacks in New York City. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York said Friday in a news release that it has charged a 19-year-old Canadian citizen, a 19-year-old Pakistani resident, and a 37-year-old Philippine resident. The three men were charged last year for plotting to make the attack in the summer of 2016. And the World Health Organization reporting 900,000 doses of oral cholera vaccine expected to arrive in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, Saturday. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees is being sent on Tuesday. It was set to begin on Tuesday. More than 500,000 Rohingya refugees who have fled violence in Myanmar since August 25th are at risk of getting cholera. Australian investigators have released their last report into a missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, saying it is almost inconceivable the aircraft has not been found. The Boeing 777 disappeared in March 2014 while flying to Beijing from Kuala Lumpur with 239 people on board. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.